Well, Curtis, you know, when you come back to a tournament you won before, it's always nice to defend. Talk about going out and getting it done.
Yeah, it was really, I mean, it was just same as last year. You know, I haven't played much. I think this is my third or fourth event this year. You know, we get to play such an amazing place here at Knollwood. And, you know, luckily I snuck in from my finish at the section championship. You know, when Knollwood came up, there was no chance I was going to try not come up and defend the title.
So the addition of a head professional at White Eagle has allowed you to step into a position that gives you more time to practice your golf game this year and be ready for these sections.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. That's all I do is hit balls and practice my short game and putt and chip. That's, I mean, you can talk to the members of White Eagle. They see me out on the range all day, every day.
But you're showing it at the section championship. Got you over the, is that the scenario of it? You got you over, like, because you barely were in the number.
Yeah, same thing happened last year. You know, I played the stroke play at River Forest. I played the Illinois Open. I played the section championship. That was it. Finished 11th at the section championship, and I think I was 36th on the points. A couple guys couldn't make it, so I got in, and it was almost the exact same story from last year.
We'll show them.
Yeah, don't drop out.
Well, Curtis, three down, one to go now, and making a run for this Grand Slam title?
Yeah, absolutely. Number one on the priority list. You know, looking forward to seeing where we play next year. It would be kind of a culmination of everything if I could finish off the Illinois PGA Grand Slam. You know, I've gotten to do so many things in golf, so many awesome things, and meet so many great people, but, you know, that's obviously the one thing that would be the cherry on the top.
You have a couple of highlights today out there that
Yeah, I mean, I hit it really good today. I hit it a lot better than I did yesterday, but, you know, I hit a drive on 10. I made the turn at one under, but playing really well, just didn't make any putts. You know, these greens are so good, but they're just so subtle that if you're just a little off, nothing's going in. Got on number 10 and just, you know, throttled a tee shot down there to, you know, the whole 602 or whatever it is, and I had 25 to the front of the green. So I hit a terrible four iron, got away with it, crawled up near the front, two putted to get me two under, and then made two of the worst swings of the week on 11, gave that one back. And then 13, you know, they moved the tees up a little bit today. They were playing 302, nice little wind out of the right. So I knew, you know, I just love hitting a big high cut. So I just hit a high cut, bounced up there, and had about 18 inches for a two and tapped that in. So I made eagle there, and then just played good the rest of the way and just didn't knock anything in and buried the last hole. Hit a wedge to about 3 feet and birdied 18.
So that's where you want it.
Yeah, right there. That was a two-shot swing right there.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So you obviously can still play, but yeah. Do you want to compete more, or is it just not in the cards?
Well, you know, I have an obligation to White Eagle. And that's, you know, first and foremost. I mean, playing is awesome. Being with the guys is great. But my number one requirement is White Eagle. So when that is fulfilled, then I can get out and play. And if we don't have events that overlap or, you know, things going on, I love to compete. You know, my competitive drive is still there. It's probably a little different than it used to be. You know, it's more getting out with the guys, having a good time and trying to play good golf. But, yeah, I wish I could play every week. But that's not, you know, that's not my life now. My life is White Eagle.
How different a player are you from the time you were won the Illinois Open as an amateur?
Oh, I'm terrible compared to that guy.
You were much better.
Oh, I was so much better back then. I played really well for a long time. You know, my high school and then college and then early professional, I played really good. And now it's, you know, it's still in there. Obviously, I hit shots today that were tour-esque, and then I hit shots that are 16 handicap-ish. Yeah. So, you know, just, you know, no repetitions, no practice. And
you've got some good wins in quite a good age span. I've got to think about how old were you when you won the at-bat one?
I was 21.
Yeah.
Now I'm 43, so.
That's spreading them out.
Yeah,
good.
Heck yeah,
that's
right?
A good game that lasts. That's yeah. Pretty good. Oh, that's really good.
Just, it's youth in my old age, right? It's going to be another exciting Illinois Open at White Eagle. Thanks to Brad and Kerry to want to come back. I think the players, the staff, I know my members had a fantastic time last year, even through kind of a really tough year in the world. But, you know, hopefully we can put this variant, COVID stuff all behind us by the time the Illinois Open comes next August, and we can show off again what a wonderful place White Eagle is and how much member support there is for events.
Garrett Chassard.
Hey, man, you keep track of where you stand during the year?
Yes, 100% I do. Oh, yeah. Really, not until probably, you know, you get through kind of half the year, you kind of take a look at where it is. Definitely knew where it was going into this week. Had caught up a little bit of ground on Chris last week at our stroke play, and just figured go out and play as well as I can. And, you know, he played great yesterday. I played not as good, and I just kind of played a little more solid today. And unfortunately, you know, things worked out. Fortunately for me, they worked out the way they did.
Were you watching Chris? And also, I think Andy probably would have been in the mix too with the...
Yeah, I think it would have been. I mean, I had Andy right in front of me because I played with Andy. And I really didn't, like, I didn't peek at kind of the leaderboard until we got to, like, 14, 15, somewhere right in there. I think, yeah, it was 14 because it was drivable. And I'm like, do I need to go? How aggressive do I need to be on this one? Although it was probably going to be driver regardless. But that was really when I looked at it just to see where it was. And I saw it was pretty close. So I knew we needed to finish one better than him, one better than Chris to kind of sneak by him. And and yeah, I actually hit a good shot there, but didn't get up and down. So, but I played really solid from there on out. Played really good.
Garrett, you've won some majors, some match plays and things. Mm-hmm. Where does this stack up on your list of accomplishments here in the section?
Well, to do it twice, because I won, what, in 2019, was player of the year that year. So I wanted to do it twice to kind of validate it, right? It wasn't a fluke. but kind of odd that it was kind of an odd year. I didn't win anything, but, you know, kind of finished high in a bunch of the majors and, you know, played solid, but not great. But just kind of like, you know, was pretty steady for the most part. And, yeah, this just happened the way it fell this year.
And in so dramatic a fashion. Usually it doesn't come down to the final night.
No, it doesn't, actually. It was like 2 years ago. The other time I won it, I actually didn't even have to show up at this one. I had it wrapped up pretty early. So, you know, it's nice to have it, you know, to have it be close enough where there's a little bit, you know, a little bit on the line, especially the last event. Because, I mean, we were, I think, 30-some-odd points away from each other. It was almost a virtual tie going into this event. So, but no, it made it fun. Obviously, it's nice to, I mean, you want to play well and win anyway, but it's an added bonus for sure.
So do you get a plaque for that?
Or? Yep, I get another plaque, although the first one from the 2019 is still in the box. I haven't even opened it yet. We actually have moved twice since then. We moved out of our house and back in, and so I actually haven't. It's sitting on my dresser in the box. I haven't actually put it up yet. So
you have to put up a wall of awards now at Skokie Country Club to if the members ever had any doubt, they certainly won't know they're learning their golf game from.
No, I think this one will stay at home. But, you know, it's been nice to have that match play trophy up there a couple of years. We'll see if we can get that one back next year.
How long have you been there?
This is fifth year at Skokie, yeah.
And you were at Chicago Highlands?
Chicago Highlands for 2 years before that, and then at Cog Hill for whatever the time period from, like, 2009 until then. So I was at Cog Hill for, like, 6 or 7 years, Highlands for two. So this is just, we're kind of wrapping up fifth season at Skokie now.
And you were in Mike Small's first recruiting class.
Very, very first, yes.
What year was that?
That was 2001. 2001, yeah.
Garrett, I know you've played in the U.S. Open. Mm-hmm. Have you played in a PGA?
Nope,
would
I
it,
have not.
Would it mean something for you to get down to the, you know, the Club Pro Championship and make it into the field in that event as well?
Yep, definitely a big goal for that. I mean, it's kind of always, it's kind of one other playing goal I have. You know, is to qualify for, you know, another major. I mean, be it a U.S. Open, but certainly a PGA would be nice to add.
How about the Illinois PGA is thrilled to be returning to White Eagle for the Illinois Open Championship next year in 2022. We had a fantastic experience contesting the event there in 2020, and it means a lot to us that Curtis Malm is hosting us, and he is also our Opens Chair on our board and a past champion. So it's wonderful having someone who embraces the event serve as the host, and that's part of the reason why we're so excited to go back. Another reason is the membership. We had great member support, volunteers, infrastructure. They really went all out to roll out the red carpet for us, and it's a great championship site.
Do you have anything else that this being the season ending?
Yep.
Do you have any other things that we want to make note of before is farewell to 2021 kind of thing?
Aside about us managing this first stage of Corn Ferry Q School, I think that's something that I would love. So on August 25th, the Illinois PGA was awarded the overflow site for Corn Ferry Q School. It's going on right now, 78 players at Bull Valley, and we think it's a feather in our cap. The tour came to us a couple of years ago, mentioned that they might have some sites dropping off, and asked if we'd be interested in hosting. I think fall is the best time of year to play golf in Chicago, and we've got a great climate for it and a great host facility, and we hope that this paves the way for there to be a long-standing stage of Q School in Chicago. Mm-hmm.